Hello, everybody, and welcome to the quarter one issue of the Anything Goes Writing Contest. For those of you who have not been in one of my contests before, I do things a little bit differently at the end. I make recordings to tell you what I thought about your pieces. I kind of got fed up when looking through some of the other contests about how they just say, oh, and the winner is so-and-so, and they don't really tell you why. That's not really productive. I think even people with, not great writing skill at this point, with a little bit of motivation, with a little bit of explanation, could turn themselves into writers who could easily put themselves on the path to publishing. So, I put on my headset, I click record, and I go through the comments I wrote down while reading your pieces and try to not sound like a babbling idiot. Of course, that's probably going to happen anyway, so I'll just get right to it and try to be nice, because my comments actually, tend to be pretty harsh when I'm writing things. So I'll try to be a nice guy and let you all off the hook. First off, was Heavenly. I read your piece first. I don't really know why. It was kind of in the middle of the things that I got, but, I just chose you to start. So I thought your story was interesting in the sense of its plot, and you had me going in that. But I think you have a tendency to overuse the word as. Now, don't get me wrong, as is a kick-ass word. I mean, I use it all the time. But I was reading your piece, and it was like every sentence, for three or four in a row, it'd be like, so-and-so did this as this and this happened. And that's fine, the grammar is correct, but stylistically, it takes me away from the piece of the whole. The other problem was is that there wasn't a lot that tied me to the piece. There was little description, and you also have the tendency to repeat phrases. Like, you'll say in one paragraph, blah, 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 mom said, blah, 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 mom said, blah, 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 mom said. And you should really try to mix it up and make it a little bit better, because when you want people to read your piece, you need to be varied enough that they say, okay, this is different, I'll keep going. When you get into the mundane, people lose interest really quickly. And in that regards, it caused your piece to have a very clear message, but I could get that same message by skimming through the piece and not necessarily giving it a really detailed read-through. This is the point where I make up points, and you're going to have to just forgive me because the scale is just stupid. But generally what I do is that I have like a creative originality score, a grammar style score, and an entertainment value score. And it runs from 0 to 5. And very rarely, if ever, have I gotten a 15. I think the last contest, the person won with a 12. I'm not really sure, I forgot. But either way, you're scoring about a 10 with this piece, which isn't bad. It's not, brilliant, but with a little bit of work, you could turn your piece and make it into something, just really excellently kick-ass. Next up, I'm going to totally mess up this name, so I'm sorry. I'm just going to take a guess and say it's Natola. It might be one of those, weird, crazy French pronunciations, so forgive me if I just totally butchered that. Your piece carried a lot of emotion, and I definitely, when I read it, I was like, oh, snaps, Yeah, I was starting to get the tears pooling at my eyes sort of crap. But at the beginning, I was left with a little bit of confusion. I was like, is this prose? Is this poetry? And it took me a while to get into the rhythm. And, sometimes that's okay. But if you submit something like that to a publishing company, they're probably not going to get to the point where they understand what's going on. Also, you have a few grammar mistakes, a few spelling errors, and these are things that, can really be pounded out by just reading it aloud or getting a friend to read it, and I'd recommend doing that. I think you could really turn this into something worthwhile, something that could easily be put up on, like a self-publishing site or even sent in to like a poetry collection, that sort of shit. But, this piece scored an 11.5. It might be a little less, a little higher. I'm just, like I said, the points are just kind of made, so I have a benchmark to go through when I'm doing this. But this was a really good piece. It's a really good start, and I think with a little bit of work, you can make it even better. Oh, here's the name that I'm definitely gonna screw up. This was like the last entry I got in the contest. Like, literally, like, sent me a message and was like, "So, can I submit for this round?" I was like, "If you can get it to me in 4 hours." And you did. Here we go. I think it's pronounced Fido, but I'm not sure. So if I screwed that up, I'm really sorry. You submitted to me three pieces that I have to say were really a break from the general things that I see in my contest. I tend to get the same crap over and over and over again. Not to say that it's crap, but, you know, people like to stick with the same things. You had three pieces that differed and were just insanely varied from, like, that statistical norm that I always get. The one thing that you do that definitely needs to change is you have the tendency to do the one-word sentence list. Don't do that. You know, spread the wealth. There's more than enough writing expertise in that brain of yours to make a list that's not one-word sentences. So definitely do it, because when people do that, I tend to go, ouch, and strip a lot of grammar points. And that was probably the biggest takeaway of this piece. I mean, even with that, you scored a 13.5 out of 15. So you could easily, with just a little bit of tweaking, turn this into like a real prime piece, you know, something that's like a featured work sort of shit. I think you could pull it off. Mr. Token, we have a serious problem, and that is spell checking. You have a poem. I know people like to take their leeway with poems, but when I see a bunch of spelling errors in a few lines, I tend to get a little pissy, and I think, well, you know, this person just didn't care. I'm sure that it's not the case. I'm sure that you do care about what you write. And in fact, you submitted two poems, and in the second poem, there was a big improvement. But overall, you know, you have the spelling thing, and aside from that, you know, you're having a good start in putting your ideas together into a poetic form, but you didn't really have a very good rhythm in some of these. I thought that it was, you know, kind of broken apart. I wasn't really able to get into a groove, and maybe that's just that I have a different conception about what the groove should be, but, you know, that's just kind of the luck of the draw with the contest. You know, one of the things that sucks about there only being one judge here is that it's all based on what I think, and I think that there wasn't a lot of rhythm going on in this one. The second one was a little bit better in terms of flow, but you need to boost it up. Right now, you're at a 9 out of 15, and with a little bit of work, you could easily make it better. F7 goes a long way, my friend. I suggest you do it. Make sure what you're submitting is grammatically refined, you know, good spelling and everything, because as soon as a publisher sees a poem of that length with something misspelled, they go, oh, hot damn. Although, I'm sure in the real world that would just be edited, but for me, you know, I'm not being hired to be an editor for your pieces, so I have to just say, eh. Inob, I know you were complaining to me today about your ing-ed problem, but it was completely blown over by your excellent use of vocabulary. You know, like you said, there were the few grammatical peculiarities, and a little bit of a flow problem, but overall, this piece is just absolutely fucking amazing. I was like, oh, snaps. Even the fact that it was based off something, which really made it very hard for me to decide where this sits in that creativity originality zone, you know, that number line of shizzle that I got going on here. But you took something old school and you twisted it into your own vision, and that gets props. Right now, you have a 14 out of 15. And this presents a problem later on, as I will get to, is that there are a bunch of people who are really up there in that category, and I'm going to have to figure out what to do to decide, you know, about, like, the winnings going on. But we'll get there later. Ichi, however you pronounce it. I'm not going to say the full thing because I didn't write it down and I'm too lazy. Your story had a great concept and it was entertaining, but your biggest problem is that you had random errors with the sentences and they just propagated through the piece. And I get, you know, about a third of a way through it, and I'm just like, okay, there's some really awkward stuff with the flow going on, and I look away. And as soon as I look away, it takes my brain a lot of effort to get back into it. That may sound harsh, but I think if you just tweak it a little bit, get it all together, you will be set. Because you have a great idea and an ending that I just literally, like, my notes here are the ending quote, "Oh snaps." So, little editing on this one could make it go a long way because right now you're sitting at a 12 and a half. So a little bit more, kicks you up into that. So bust it out and you will be great. Steel. This one is going to be hard because, quite frankly, I just didn't like this piece. That may have been, me. It probably is, but I didn't really see any point. You had a bunch of stuff happen, and at the end of the day, I didn't feel like there was any real point. I just kind of was like, well, all right. You sat down, you wrote a piece, and that was the end of it. What you need to do is you need to go back and you need to take your ideas and you need to say, what can I do to make this a really catchy opener that draws you in? Because you had a bunch of descriptions about what people were wearing, and I'm a guy. That's pretty much it. I'm a guy. I need something like, holy shit, something blew up. Oh my god, there's like dirty rotten sex. Whatever. I need something a little bit above, them talking about dresses. And definitely by the end, you definitely had some erotic shit going on. I was like, oh snaps. But overall, I just think that you need to go back and completely overhaul what's going on because you didn't draw me in. And by the time that I was even able to really get a grip on what was going on and, even get into the story, I was at the last sentence. So I think you need to seriously rework this. Right now, you're sitting at about a 9. I could definitely see better. I think you could really bust this out and really make it something worth reading. But right now, as it stands, I couldn't really get into it. I mean, that might sound harsh. I'm sorry if whatever that broke your soul or whatnot. But I mean, I'm just one guy and it's my one opinion. So, don't take it as like the end of the world or whatnot. But I just could not get into this one. I. Your story was awesome. Just fucking awesome. It was incredibly entertaining. There were some grammatical problems that really detracted from it, though. I think a second read through that could work out those kinks would really do you a great deal of shizzle with this, because right now you have a 13 out of 15, and with just a little bit of tweak, you could really, really turn it up a notch and get that A grade story going down. But other than that, well done. It was highly entertaining. It would be one of those things that I'd pass around with my friends and have them read. So nicely played. Misaku. This was an improvement from the piece from the last contest. But this one really just sat there in the realm of I have no part of this story. As an author, it's your job to bring people in. And I think the one that you gave me for this contest is something that really only makes sense to the people who were involved, or the people who helped formulate the real life aspect of what you wrote. There were a few awkwardly written sentences, and kind of your own warning became a self-fulfilling prophecy because it just wasn't entertaining to me. You're in that 9 realm now. I think you definitely have the potential to do something really good, but I just didn't see it with this piece. I think you could definitely do better. I think what you need to do is you need to find some topic that is encouraging to all people who are reading this story, and then use that as your basis for writing something that can get everyone involved. Until that happens, you know, I just can't sit here and say, well, okay, that was a phenomenal piece. You know, I see the basics there. I mean, the basics are there with all of you, you know. It's not like you guys don't know how to write in the English language or anything like that. So I think with just a little bit of work, a little bit of focusing, maybe even a little bit of, you know, pre-planning going on into the next piece you write, you could up the ante a little bit, you know? Elsinore! I probably screwed that one up too, but oh well. You pwned the poetry section. This one was excellently written. I'm kind of depressed that you kept it in the private PM realm. But you know, that's your choice. But it was a nice read that stood out from the calamity that I've had in poetry sections of the past. You just thoroughly owned. Right now, you have about a 13 out of 15, which is insanely, you know, that's an insanely good score for poetry. I'm a little bit harsher with poetry than I am with prose for, you know, the obvious reason of it's shorter and it's, you know, involved in different ways than prose is. But well done. Absolutely well done. Garlic Crayons. Your piece was depressing as shit, but it was well written. It was insanely well written. The one thing I would recommend, though, is take the contractions out of your narration. It's a pet peeve of mine, personally. I think when you have contractions in narration, it takes away from the power of the work. This case, it actually worked out just by the way your story was told, but in general, I would say it's a no-no. The subject, I didn't find to be totally original, but I was compelled to read on, and that is what gets you the huge, huge entertainment value points. You also scored in the 14 out of 15 category. Nicely played, well done. I look forward to seeing you again. And now we come to Days. Leave it to you, Days, to give me a piece that is long as shit. You should know by now, after being in, like, I don't know how many fucking contests of mine, that I have reader's ADD, and I will look up, you know, as soon as I get bored, and that will be the end of it, and you gave me a long piece anyway. And I'll tell you what, you were right when you said it was noticeable that you took the hiatus from writing, because in the start of it, there were a few awkward sentences, and I was like, wow, this isn't really Days. But I kept to my gut, and I kept reading, and I finally got into that entertainment zone, and I just kept going, and I first looked up after reading 10 pages, which is quite frankly fucking miraculous. Work out the awkward peculiarities, but the big thing that propels this piece up to that level of I'm gonna have to figure out what to do with the people who deserve prizes in this contest is the fact that you created your own damn universe and you laid down the tale. You smacked it down and said, bam, here it is, bizniches, and I'm gonna tell it and you're gonna shut the fuck up and like it. So, that said, I have, you know, 4-5 people who really deserve some recognition on this shit. You really, really stood out. I mean, I'm just looking through it. I think Fideau had some excellent, excellent crap brought to the table. I love how I'm saying crap and it's not crap at all. It's great. Your pieces were excellent. They were different. Einob, you brought something to me that was just like, holy crap, excellent use of vocabulary. You don't see that every day anymore. People, you know, don't know how to use the English language. You know, who else do I got on here that was good? Ayu, your piece was awesome. You have a few kinks to work out, but you definitely, definitely had an incredibly entertaining story. Elsinore, your poem was the shit. Garlic Crayons and Days, you both had stories that made me say, but yeah. So, I'm gonna have to figure out what to do, because I'm not rich. I've been running this contest now for, you know, a year and a half. I've pretty much exhausted my resources, but you all really did a great job on this one. It is impossible for me to say, out of the people who scored 14 out of 15, which one really deserves the win-win. So I think I'm just going to have to say, these are the people who, you know, get the gold star for the quarter. I will try to figure out what the hell to do, but you all deserve props and the pat on the back. For the rest of you, do not be discouraged. You know, I give this warning every single time I do this contest, and I will give it again. I am one person. I have my own opinions. If you don't fit my opinions, you probably didn't score too well here, and that's not a really big deal. Now, if I bring up grammatical issues, I would recommend changing them, because any judge will have a problem with grammatical issues. But if I have a problem with the content of your story, you know, sorry about that. But, you know, that's just my fucking fault anyway. It has nothing to do with your writing whatsoever. Either way, overall, you know what? Keep doing what you're doing. Come back. I'll be here. In fact, the second quarter contest is going to start immediately. And we'll just go from there. So, you know, come back. Work on the changes that I recommend, and you will probably do better. In fact, I would assume you do better. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. You know, I'm not crazy. There have been people who have been in this contest and have won this contest and have gone on to get, you know, publishing contracts. I mean, that's true. Scary, but true. So, you know, I'm here to stay. Some people doubted that in the beginning, but hey, you know, I'm still here. So, whatever. You know, come back to the Anything Goes writing contest, and Wing TF McAllister will be here to guide you along the way. Until next time, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!